you are listening to Skip Intro. I'm Lee Chui Lin. In the studio with me today, Ian McNally, Bahi Yusuf, and Ayman Rashad. And you know what? Today, we're just celebrating the good old star-spangled banner, stars and stripes, mom's apple pie, just all the rest of it. Because, of course, it is the 4th of July, which means, well, let's just talk America.
Red, white, and blue!
There we go. I just fist pumped. I don't even know why.
USA! USA!
Okay, so we are going to be talking about our favorite movies that kind of represent this day and also represent this country in all its weirdness and its complexity or lack thereof. Okay, so let's kick things off. What do you guys want to start with?
I think, you know, this isn't in my list, but just as listening to you talk just now, Lynn, I was thinking to myself, The Apprentice with Donald Trump.
New York City, it's the benchmark for success. Believe me, I know. My name is Donald Trump, and I'm the largest developer in New York. I even have a television show. I thrive on energy. This isn't a game. I'm not playing games. Who will succeed? Who will fail? And who will be the apprentice?
Oh my God.
Straight off the bat, right? I mean, it's not really representative of the 4th of July, but...
Now I'm just depressed.
Now it's just, that's just,
yeah. It's a prophecy.
It's representative of the American dream, right? Like the whole can't, I'm trying to build something out of this. Yeah.
But also the perversion of that idea of the American dream, right?
Yeah.
It's not really about the working the hardest and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. It's the, how can I screw people over, but be nice and win and then maybe get a job. And it be called gumption or hardworking. You know, that's just the best.
I mean, that's, you said it there. It's like, it's not just achieving your goals, but it's like having appearance of achieving your goals.
Yes, yes.
And it's that's that a very American thing. It's like, it's like that level of that layer of chrome on the 50s cars.
Plastic,
it's like, yeah, it keeps things off, but underneath it's still rotten.
Also the fact that even after you win this idea of the air quotes dream job, you don't actually get a job. You get a contract for 12 months and then you get kicked out of the company.
That's like the reality of living in America, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty much. Yeah.
The promise of success, man.
But a fake veneer of success, right?
Yeah.
But my pick actually is Independence Day.
Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Yes. Which is the most obvious of all Independence Day movies, I guess.
Timeless classic, isn't it?
It. You know what, though? I was rewatching it again last night and I was like, this is actually pretty enjoyable. I forget how... The two things I forget is I forget how enjoyable it is, and two, I forget how Will Smith isn't the lead in it.
Mm. It's an ensemble piece.
It's a super ensemble piece.
Did you remember Randy Quaid's in it as well?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Because a lot of people forget that on purpose these days.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But it's actually, it's a really fun movie.
It's kind of bonkers.
Yeah.
I mean, in the best way. I don't mean that as a criticism by any means.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not.
It's sort of like, I guess in some ways, is it my favorite Roland Emmerich movie? Probably is. Is the least Roland Emmerich movie, I think.
It's more Gene Devlin, is it?
I guess. Yeah, but it's a good movie. I mean, it hits all these sort of USA rah-rah moments.
Yeah, it's jingoistic to extreme.
Yeah, but not overly so. Yeah. I think it's done in that weird early 90s thing where everybody goes, you go, America.
And you know, Bill Pullman is a president you can get behind.
That's a great speech.
Well, the speech is amazing.
That speech was amazing.
And obviously, for a movie for that era, there's that whole thing where people in the Middle East and like
those
in
French
Europe
guys
and all that.
Go America.
Yeah.
There was a
do
great,
it for us.
There was a great scene of like, of like Israeli fighter pilots getting into their planes, and then the next shot is like Palestinian fighter pilots. I'm like, my first thought was, does Palestine have fighter jets?
Not anymore.
Things would be different, maybe.
But anyway, yeah, it was that veneer of just sugarcoat Americana.
That, and it ends with basically 4th of July going from an American thing to like, the world will now know.
It's the world's Independence Day.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta love it. Okay, so we have, understandably, Independence Day. What else?
Taking it down one whole notch from the jingoism of that and the patriotism of that. Just for, you know, keeping
just moving. For a change of gears.
One that stuck in my head was Clear and Present Danger from 1994, which is one of the Jack Ryan series of multi-franchise, whatever the hell it is now. I'm not sure. I've lost count of how many actors play Jack Ryan at this point. This, again, is Harrison Ford playing the role. And what I like about this one is it has that, it has a balanced kind of look at America. You do have a president who decides to wage war on Colombia because a friend of his reneged on a deal with drug dealers and then got murdered for it. So he's going to send the secret team down there to take out those guys.
Why not?
Why not? Which is, you know, the kind of more the U.S. gets its hands dirty in a lot of things. Mm.
Some say the greatest threat to America.
These drug cartels represent a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States.
Comes from other nations. Some say the greatest threat to America.
The course of action I'd suggest is a course of action I can't suggest.
Comes from within.
We are 2 minutes to target. Looks like we've got our own little war.
Harrison Ford is Jack Ryan.
I'm appointing Ryan the acting deputy director, intelligence.
The finding clearly states that our...
But on the flip side, it also has Harrison Ford, the one true American, standing in the president's office telling, you know, screaming at the president, how dare you, sir? And the president telling him back, like, how dare you come in here and bark at me like a junkyard dog? It's an absolutely fantastic speech.
Who was the president in that one? Sorry.
It's Donald Moffat. Who you've seen in a lot of other stuff, none of which is coming to mind. He looks like the evil version of James Cromwell.
Okay.
Actually, I just want to throw this out there. Do we have a favorite cinematic film, like cinematic American president? Ooh. Daniel Day-Lewis is not a part of this.
Jet
Nobody
Bartlett,
can go with
it. Jet Bartlett, West Wing.
There you go.
You just, were just waiting to set waiting. It up.
I was like, ooh, I got this one. This
any
one's
excuse,
mine.
Any excuse to talk about the West
excuse,
Wing.
Any excuse, yeah.
I think I'll go with Bill Pullman. It's got to be from Independence Day.
No, I'll just go for it. Morgan Freeman. Take a completely left field choice just for no reason.
Is that Deep Impact? No.
No. One of those fallen down. Angel.
Something has fallen.
Something has fallen. Yeah.
Just the fallen films. Yeah. I think mine might be Michael Douglas.
Oh. In an American president.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I'm just going to go for that because I really enjoyed Michael Douglas and his gravitas in that. Okay. So going back to Clear and Present Danger, then, do you think that a movie like that could be made today? Because I think maybe not so anymore.
You mean with a crazy American president settling personal scores with the American power?
That's precisely what I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah. Nah, never going to happen.
Too unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And just put on the phone it again, that's fine, and have someone say actual calling knife because that just sounds cool. I mean, that whole secret. Yeah. I mean, it has all that secret stuff going on as well. All that you get sucked in by the military kind of gung-ho-ness of it as well. You've got Ding Chavez and all those guys running around the jungle and it's all like, you know, it's impressive to watch. But then on the backside, it's like, well, we save our troops. The drug dealers are mostly dead and the American president will be kicked out. And I think the movie ends with Harrison Ford going up to Congress and, you know, giving a speech. But that bit, I think you'd have to change because we now know that changes nothing in America.
Yeah, so we do have a tweet here, I think, from Otter about Air Force One. Mm. Yeah, while we're talking about American presidents and, you know, Harrison Ford and crankiness. I think that is also just kind of deeply... A lot of the choices we're going to talk about today are really action-driven. I don't know if that was if that really does represent the state of the situation or if that's just how we went. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Action films are just the most rousing things to watch. It's like you watch it and then you're like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, and then, but it's like a bad meal, you know. It's halfway through the credits, you go, I feel bad now.
All those slow motion shots of people standing in front of a flag waving in the wind has made me slightly nauseous.
You guys are just describing a Michael Bay film right now.
Yes, that was the other thing as well. You know what? Looking through our list of things we want to talk about, Bay doesn't really show up very often.
Transformers, you have to punish. He's in the Transformers punishment box for the moment. We're trying not to talk about it. But yeah, I mean, he does it in everything. I mean, even alien robots fighting on planet Earth. There's American flags in every scene of those movies.
The military and slow motion shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have thought that.
And that's a huge thing because he cooperates with the US military to make those movies. So there's an element of like, that's just business as usual for him. It's like, I will show you in a very good light and I will give you gung-ho moments that you can use as recruitment fuel around the 4th of July because you'll let me show your cool jets doing cool stuff.
You know what it is? Michael Bay movies doesn't feel like a 4th of July movie because he does it for everything. You know, it just doesn't feel special. It just feels like, oh, it's just another Michael Bay slow-mo shot of the American flag.
It's just a very specific Michael Bay vision of Americana. He has a very, you know, like hot girls, bikinis, flags. It's just, you know, tick, tick, tick. And then it's like, America! And that's just sort of Michael Bay's thing is how he does it.
It's like a bald eagle with a machine gun riding a Harley Davidson, right? Yes. That's what he wants, yeah.
Bless him. You know what? I don't know if you can tell. None of us in the room are actually American. So if we do have American listeners who would like to chime in on the 4th of July and about really how we've been talking about your country, because I got to say, we're not being very kind. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at SkipIntroMY. Write us at movies@bfm.my. We want to hear what are your favorite films that kind of represent America. What are your favorite 4th of July films? That's what we want to know. And we'll see you back here. Keep it here on Skip Intro, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Skip Intro with Lynn, Ian, Bahe and Ayman. And as you may have gathered, we are in our own way commemorating the 4th of July today by looking at movies that celebrate that particular day, as well as celebrating expressions of Americana and America as a country. And here is what's next.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws.
I think there's nothing more apt than to talk about Steven Spielberg's Jaws, which is set at 4th of July, a large section of it. I mean, what more can you say about Spielberg's masterpiece at this point? The big thing for me that I came away from thinking about America when I watched this movie was never trust the mayor and politicians in general, because the mayor is the one who's like, we can't close the beaches on 4th of July. It's our biggest day of the year.
That's a great lesson to learn from that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't trust American politics.
Also, never go, ever go swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, there is a tweet actually about that, which came from S-Props, which says, well, the US has long epitomized capitalism, so no better example of the importance of capitalism over human lives, said Mayer making decisions, than a movie about a shark terrorizing beachgoers in a New England tourist town.
And I think the other interesting thing about capitalism and Jaws and all that stuff is the fact that because of Jaws, we now have this summer blockbuster movie, right?
Yeah.
It was Jaws and Steven Spielberg essentially gave rise to this idea that during the summer months, let's all go to a cinema, watch a really expensive movie 7 times.
Yeah, and it's gone completely out of control.
And it must be
stopped.
summer begins in March now, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does actually, which is just ridiculous. Although it matches with global warming.
All right, Bahe, next choice?
My next choice is also another pretty obvious choice. Team America, World Police.
Gary, I hate to break it to you, but the world is on the brink of disaster.
World crime is at an all-time high. And the only thing standing between order and chaos is us.
It's in the title.
Yeah.
It's called Team America, World Police.
You are sharing that with Ryan Hill on Twitter, who says nothing else captures the insanity of the W era quite like it. Also, the Declaration of Independence episode from John Adams.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the Declaration of Independence episode, the difference is that with that episode of John Adams, it's a very sweet thing. It's this promise of this country that they're going to build. And
they don't steal the Declaration of Independence. I've not seen John Adams. I just assume everything is national treasure.
No. that's a different movie.
Gotcha.
Although that, I think, also is set during the 4th of July.
Because why not? Why not, yes, you guys?
Because why not, right? Yeah. But Team America World Police just plays on this idea of America being the world police. The self-imposed title of world police. Nobody else wants them to have that title. They gave themselves that title. And this group of puppets is the
puppet idiots.
Puppet idiots, yeah. They, you know, the opening sequence, they go in to stop terrorists in Paris.
Yeah, they save Paris. I mean, the last scene of that, the last section of that scene is the Eiffel Tower just falling over and exploding.
Yeah.
Because they destroyed everything.
Yeah. And agreed, having killed 4 terrorists, but also having taken down the Eiffel Tower, which falls on the Arc de Triomphe, and just like the French people going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? And that's just, that idea is so American.
It sounds like the dumbest idea possible, but it is genuinely funny and smart in certain areas. I think it's along the, around the time where Trey Parker and Matt Stone reached their peak. At this point now, it's like The Simpsons. It's like, it just keeps going with South Park.
Mm.
They've never really reached anything, I think, as good as South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut, which I think also has a big Save America, 4th of July sequence. But, I mean, they apparently saw the idea from Thunderbirds and were annoyed because the movie was going, there was a live-action movie coming out, and then they were disappointed. But when it wasn't using puppets, they decided to do this. And just the lunacy involved. There's an awful lot of stuff we can't say on the radio that's in this movie.
Yeah,
it's filthy. It's funny. I mean, North Korea stuff, I guess, is still kind of funny. It keeps going and going.
He has a speech that matches Bill Pullman's speech in Independence Day as well in the end.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about it matching the Bill Pullman speech. It's a really ridiculous speech about three body parts.
Oh,
this, that, and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. You guys look it up. You guys will know what I'm talking about, what we're talking about. But
and the open mocking of Matt Damon is never not funny.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
All right, so we've kind of been playing in the shallow end of the pool, let's say, for the bulk of this show.
Come on in, the water's ankle deep.
But, Ayman, you wanted to talk about, you know, just kind of perhaps newer films that also represent, in their own way, America.
Yeah, so we've done action films and timeless classics, and I thought we'd bring us back up a level and talk about the Jordan Peele double offering of Us and what's the other one? I forgot.
Get Out.
That's the one. Which basically represents the anxieties of modern Americans nowadays. Things like racial relations and class tensions.
Yeah, it's not the issues all of America has. It's just a certain concerns about with certain groups of people, right? It's that idea that they are being marginalized and left out or being taken in for personal gains, and
no one needs more movies.
You gotta ruin this party, Ayman. We were just going with like Michael Bay, firework, pew pew pew. You gotta go real on us.
It's just interesting to see how movies back then were all like America is the world police, we're amazing, but then movies nowadays are all like, oh, we gotta revisit our past and everything is terrible and we're not doing a good job right now. Is this representative of how things are going at the moment?
I think the success of those films are interesting.
Yeah.
Because I mean, basically, yeah, he's standing there. I mean, if Ayman's the party pooper here, Jordan Peele's just like standing over everybody going, do you see? You know, and the fact that they've been so wildly successful, you know, that they've made back so much, that Jordan Peele is, you know, an Academy Award winner at this point. Like, it's an interesting thing, especially for us, you know, US, the kind of movie where someone explicitly says, this is America, we are Americans. I'm not doing the voice, but you know, it's like, yeah, so it's an interesting, you know, yes, party pooping a little bit, but it's an interesting contribution.
Yeah. The movies are are very, very good. They're
entertaining, I think, is the thing you can't miss as well. I mean, there's the subtext, which becomes text in both. But I think with us as well, Get Out is very clearly about the African-American concerns. And, you know, the story about the ending of it was supposed to be a little bit more realistic, where like a cop car pulls up and just kills him. He doesn't get away with it. And it's like, it's that kind of... It would have been incredibly grim. I don't know if that would make it more of a classic or not. But I love the fact that with Us, it's like no one's agreed on what Us is actually about. There's multiple ways you can look at it, whether it's, you know, the capitalism building on the backs of others, or the immigrants being also kind of, you know, put in this underworld and ignored about and everything else. And they work really well. It's terrifying for him now. Whatever his third movie is, it's just like, how do I top these?
I think also... In some ways, it's that idea that, like you were talking about with Us, when you come out of it and you have a specific interpretation, it kind of almost also tells you about yourself, right? Like where you see the world and where you see America, whether or not you're an American. I think that's what's interesting, because even over here, you know, many, many miles away, we look at America as the cultural touchstone. I think that's what makes it interesting, right? We build our show, Skip Intro, 98% of the content we do is American made.
Pretty much.
And I think it's that idea that even as non-Americans, we can, I guess in some ways, relate to a lot of those stuff that's going on, and we can see where we fall on that divide.
If it wasn't for cultural imperialism, we'd be able to do 5 shows a week.
Well, you know, on that point about cultural touchstone, we are running out of time, but I just wanted to throw my hat in with like a quick mention of the fact that for me, when I think of America and how it's impacted my view of them and my view of the world, it's like, where's prom? And, you know, just where is my prom? You grow up here in secondary school and you watch those teen movies, you watch 10 Things I Hate About You, you watch She's All That, you watch all these films and you're like...
Where's young Heath Ledger?
It's very simple. It's like, okay, you know, when I turn 17 after the SPM, prom? You know, is something going to happen? Is that going to be the night that changes everything? Are we going to have parties? And so just, I think the way America has exported the idea of high school and cliques and, you know, what that means. We only know cheerleaders are supposed to be cool because of America.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, they've really done that. I mean, that did a number on me.
For me, my question I always ask is, where's my locker?
Yeah.
I had to lug every book that I needed for the day every morning.
You guys don't have lockers?
No lockers. No.
Stick it under the table.
If you had a table with a that hasn't been broken already.
And that hasn't like been stuck over with chewing gum. There's just so much grimness.
Yeah. I guess because Ireland is literally closer to America, we've imported some of these things. I had a locker. It was tiny. It was
Congratulations.
Pointless. It was pointless. But also in Ireland, we have the debutante ball, which I think is more coming off the English style of thing. Yes. But you can rent a limo. People do dress up. It's not really the same. You don't have the chaperones and all that kind of stuff. Mm. So to be honest, it's not that memorable. It's like, it's a big letdown in the end.
We don't even have gymnasiums in our high schools.
What?
We have a field and a storeroom where we keep all our footballs and cones for running.
You know what I wish we had? College sports.
This is what I'm saying. America, in its sense of how it's exported, just the way young people are supposed to live, it's mad. I mean, and that's probably something for another show.
Yeah, it's giving you that hunger for that culture, right?
I mean, it's given me a wound I had to grow out of. But, like, you know, be that as it may. We're talking about 4th of July. We're talking about American films. Share with us, you know, what are your best and worst examples of American cinema and how it's kind of shaped what you think of the country. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at Skip Intro MY, and write us at movies@bfm.my.